The third issue that I want to discuss in terms of Hilchot Aninut is the circumstances under which it applies, or some circumstances under which it applies. The Mishnah in the third paragraph of Masechet Brachot says, Misha Meitor Mutar Lefanav, a person who has a close relative that they're responsible for, literally lying in front of them. Then they have the dinner of an onen and they're exempt from mitzvot, etc. The question is, what if the mate isn't absolutely in front of you? So it's clear from all the Rishonim and from the Gemara as well that Meitor Mutar Lefanav doesn't necessarily mean that the corpse is in front of you, but it means Mutar Alav Lekovro, that you've got responsibility for burying it. And therefore, even if you're in another room, another area, something like that, you've still got the responsibility for burying the mate, and therefore you've got the dinner of an onen. Question is, what if the onen is in a different city to the mate? Person dies in Manchester, and the relatives are down in London. Does the din of Aninut apply to them? So this is actually a machloket in the Rishonim. The Shulchan Aruch in Yoredei Siman Shin Mem Aleph Sif Aleph says that even if you're in an Eir Acheret, even if you're in another city, you have to observe Aninut. However, Tosfot on Daf Yud Chet, Amud Aleph in Masechet Brachot, as well as the Rosh in Siman Gimel, and also in Perek Eilu Megalchin, they bring down the case of the sister of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam had a sister who lived in another city, and she died. And Rabbeinu Tam didn't observe Aninut, and he said he's got a brother-in-law there who can take care of things. Now, the question is, why exactly didn't he observe Aninut? So the Rosh understands it, that he didn't observe Aninut because there was nothing to do really with being in a different city, but it was because he had a somebody else to take care of the mate. He had a brother-in-law who was going to take care of his deceased sister, and therefore it wasn't mutal alav lekavro. It wasn't dependent on him to take care of the funeral arrangements. And the Rosh understands that even if he'd been in the same city, that Rabbeinu Tam wouldn't have observed Aninut, and that the fact that it was in a different city is a bit of a red herring. So the Rosh says, certainly that if it's in another city, you still have to observe Aninut, and that's the way that the Shulchan Aruch paskud. However, the Bach understood, no, Rabbeinu Tam was saying the reason why he didn't observe Aninut is because his sister was in a different city, and therefore there wasn't actually anything that he could do. And the fact that she had a brother-in-law, that was a bit of a red herring. As I said, the Shulchan Aruch paskens like the Rosh, but other Achronim, Paskin like the, both conform with the with the Shulchan Aruch that even if it's in another city you observe Aninut. However, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Geshar Achayim, they both Paskin like the Bach that if the mate's in a different city then you don't observe Aninut. However, an exception being if there's nobody else in that other city to take care of the mate. So if a person, single person, goes off to Manchester for a holiday and Lalena dies there and the relatives are in London, there's nobody to take care of that person up in Manchester, so then the relatives in London have a din of Aninut. But if there is family up in Manchester, they just happen to live down in London, so then they would be exempt from Aninut. Ad Kan.